More of Lake Effect now. I'm Mitch Tite. Milwaukee's 53206 zip code has one of the highest poverty rates in the city. And according to the Wisconsin Humane Society, it also has one of the highest rates of stray and impounded animals. Executive Director Ann Reed says that's no coincidence. There is an established link between human poverty and animal welfare. So the WHS is reaching out to the community with a new program called Pets for Life. It offers free spay and neuter surgeries for pets whose owners live in 53206. Reed tells Lake Effect Stephanie Lecce how this community outreach will improve the lives of animals.
It is definitely true that wherever there is human suffering, there is animal suffering. The same kinds of causes and dynamics and forces that challenge our communities where people live also challenge the animals in those communities. And what we've found is, you know, there's so many wonderful organizations, both public and private, focusing on our challenged neighborhoods in so many different ways and really focusing on the experience of people there and especially children. We look at that and we say the right organization to step forward and address the needs of animals there is the Wisconsin Humane Society. And we really hadn't done much in the community types of outreach before. We do a lot of really impactful work at our shelter and try to welcome folks to come there and take advantage of our services. But heading out into the community has been a wonderful and a learning experience for us.
Well, so give us some examples. What are some of the issues you're working on when you're out in these neighborhoods?
The biggest issue that we want to get to is spay-neuter of animals. You know, in your average community with good services for animals in it, you're going to see in this region an average spay-neuter rate, people who have had their animals altered, of between 80 and 90%. In our city's underserved communities, that's going to flip, and it's going to be 80 to 90% unneutered animals. In fact, we're seeing routinely in our work there 90% of animals unneutered. And that, in turn, leads to all kinds of issues relating to overpopulation, to health, to too many animals entering shelters. And so that's what we're really trying to get to ultimately. But what we find is, you know, like so many other things, the way to make change is not to go and shake your finger at somebody and saying you should change. The way to make change is to figure out what's really needed and come in from a point of view of how can we help. And what we've found is that the service levels in Milwaukee's really challenged communities are so low that a lot of what's needed is just plain service.
Well, yeah, I want to have you talk a little bit more about what the barriers are to having animals be spayed and neutered within these specific areas.
Sure. You start with just the availability of the service itself. So we're targeting right now the 53206 zip code in Milwaukee. We've been doing big outreach clinics there right around the intersection of Titonia and Center. So right, that's kind of the center of the area that we're focusing on. In the 53206 zip code, there's not one single veterinarian's office, not one. And then the other kinds of things that are available, you know, where can you buy food affordably? Where can you get information? Where can you buy the appropriate leash or harness for your big dog so that you can handle that dog easily without a big metal collar? Just up and down the line, those kinds of services are not available. So we've gone out now twice, once in April and once in August, and set up just a vaccine clinic, just to start to meet people. In each of those two clinics, we were able to provide free vaccines for over 350 animals each time, more than 700 animals total. People standing in line sometimes for hours to get that vaccine because they love the animal that's in their arms or on the end of that leash, and this is an opportunity that they didn't have before to get that vaccination. That's the kind of thing that we're finding.
Is the issue here just that the services aren't available and that they're not affordable? Are those really the main barriers we're talking about?
Those are the main barriers. And part of what, when you talk about availability, you have to build in transportation. So, for example, at the Wisconsin Humane Society, we've offered free spay-neuter for low-income families for many years. We've offered free food for low-income families for many years. Those are very active programs, each one serving hundreds of people. But when we looked at who was taking advantage of those programs, they weren't from these zip codes because of transportation issues. So what we find is just getting out and building relationships. So the core of the program is people knocking on doors. And it has been so great just getting to know one family and then the family next door and then that person's sister and then the family next door to them and understanding What kinds of things do they need to know about how to care for their animal well? How can we transmit that information and the services? And some of the best calls we get are when, you know, we've only been doing this really since the beginning of this year, so several months, but certainly not years. We've had repeated issues where something important happens in the life of someone we've met there, and they call our outreach person. They call our Jill or they call Lisa just to let them know about something that doesn't even have to do with their animals, but that's the level of relationships that we're building. And then we're definitely seeing it in the statistics already. So we took sort of a snapshot right before our August. We did a clinic in August. Right before then, we had met 800 animals so far, and we knew no one when we started. Of the animals that we had met, only 73 were altered when we met them, which is consistent with the spay-neuter rates that we're normally seeing. Today, of those 800 that we've gotten to know, just about half are neutered already. And I love sometimes just sort of sitting in my office and hearing one of our outreach team on the phone just working on the rest. You know, how about Tuesday? How about the cat? How about the just starting to talk about how we can make that switch. So what we think about is the power of the fact that you're dealing with folks who live near each other and know each other to help spread it out. And then within that small group, we've really made a big difference, and it helps us picture what it will be like as the program continues to roll out.
You talked before about this idea of it's not effective to go out and wag your finger at somebody saying you're doing this wrong. But I wonder if the attitude that owning a pet, caring for an animal, is a privilege one should only take on if you can afford all of those aspects is distracting from those barriers that we talked about.
You know, you've articulated absolutely perfectly what I'm now calling sort of old style thinking. I mean, as we're placing animals in homes, we think carefully about lots of things about homes, including whether there are the financial resources there to care for that animal in a good way. When you turn to an animal that's already in a home, you can have all the ideas you want about what quote unquote should be happening, but you're not helping that animal with those ideas. What helps that animal is to go out and make friends with the person who loves that animal and give that person what they need to care for the animal well. One of the most convincing things about spay-neuter is not so much if I spay-neuter my animal, I will be contributing to the overall betterment of the animal situation in Milwaukee. It's that spay-neuter prevents certain kinds of cancers and can lengthen the life and the relationship that you have with your animal. That's really powerful. And the fundamental learning here is everybody loves their animal and is looking for ways to love their animal better.
The Wisconsin Humane Society has another program, and this has to do with your Racine location.
We're so excited about this. We acquired the previously separate existing Humane Society in Racine County, the main shelter there, as of January 1 of this year. It's been going great. We've been able to more than double the number of adoptions that are happening in that shelter. But to do the work at the level that we want to do it, we have to have a bigger budget than the shelter did before. And we are almost entirely, our whole organization is almost entirely privately funded. So the Sam and Jean Johnson Community Fund based in Racine has offered to match in the month of September every donation directed to our Racine campus up to a total of $75,000 for this month of September. So it will enable us just to keep marching toward the kind of results that we hoped we would see and are now being able to achieve in Racine County.
Well, Ann Reed, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Ann Reed is Executive Director of the Wisconsin Humane Society. She spoke with Stephanie Lecce about its Pets for Life program, currently offering free spay and neuter surgeries in the 53206 zip code. The Wisconsin Humane Society's Racine campus will also receive a match donation for any gift given during the month of September.